Please record your message. When you have... Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah.
This is Aliska from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and Republicans running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates if they're better?
I'm voting for Republicans.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, do you think is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I don't see any problems with it right now, but I'm not up to date on all the latest.
Okay. So would you consider better to have a change in the direction or keep the Republican one-party rule?
No, I just keep on keeping on. Keep it.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Number one, gun violence. Number two, economy, inflation, and jobs. Number three, violent crime. Four, abortion rights. Five, illegal immigration and the border. Six, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Seven, funding for public schools and teachers' pay. And eight, property taxes.
Five, that was immigration, wasn't it?
Illegal immigration and the border?
Right.
Okay.
I think that's pretty important.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Gun violence, economy, inflation and jobs, violent crime, abortion rights, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, funding for public schools and teachers' pay, or property taxes?
Violent crime.
Okay. Now, mark your opinion on each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable for each person that I'm going to mention. Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Which one would you choose?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Colin Allred.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Angie Chen Button.
Favorable.
Very favorable? What?
Very favorable, yes. Very favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump. I'm favorable.
Very, very favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, I'd say very favorable.
Okay. Ted Cruz?
Very favorable.
And Avery Bishop?
I really don't know that guy, so no opinion on that.
Okay, no problem. In the 2024 presidential elections, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote if you had to choose today?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate elections between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Albrecht, the Democrat, which one would you vote if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And in the elections for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote if you had to choose today?
Angie Chen Button.
Okay. Next, here are some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Angie Chen Button is an incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she's a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at University of Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop. The Democrat is a first-time candidate, an SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit-created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and a father who is the fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public school, end the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which of the choices for Texas House District, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you choose?
Angie Chen Button.
Thank you. American culture. Which of, like, Mark, which side do you agree the most? Which of these two I'm going to read to you, you agree with the most? Number one, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger than everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Number two, the liberals, woke, philosophy is wrong and running American with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting the LGBT and transgender lifestyle. Which of those two do you agree with, number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay, values and freedoms. Mark, which side do you agree the most with, number one or number two? Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Number two, agree with those who support Texas Republicans protecting traditional Christian values and including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
Two.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Somewhat.
Okay, so you have, yes, you have some familiar information.
Limited, yeah.
Okay. From the few information that you know, do you support or oppose to school vouchers?
I think I support them.
Okay. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Number one, lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing. Number two, low teachers' pay. Number three, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids. And number four, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods.
Number two.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Yes.
Agree?
I agree.
Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might take. Rate your reaction on each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, a somewhat strong reason to vote, or a weak reason. Number one.
How many more questions do you have?
We are 65% completed. We're about to finish. I think this is the, definitely these are the we are on the...
You caught me at a bad time. I can't go any further, but anyhow, I'm going to hang up.
Let me finish. We're about to... Oh, Jesus Christ.